Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and last week I left everyone with a challenge, which we need to clear up before we can go on to this week's show.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
I said, start with the name of Will Smith, Men in Black co-star Tommy Lee Jones. Drop an M, rearrange the remaining letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase for what people often do at diners.
Well, what is the phrase?
They often enjoy omelets.
Omelets. All right, Ian, this week we're going to introduce a new category here on Any Questions called Three of a Kind. I'm going to give you a list of three things that have something in common. Your job is to figure out what that commonality is. A, the hit song by Prince with the lyrics 2000 party over, oops, out of time. B, the Stanley Kubrick film famous for the line, I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that. And C, the dystopian novel by George Orwell featuring Big Brother.
They all have years in common?
That is correct. They are all years of some kind. The hit song by Prince, 1999, the Kubrick film 2001, A Space Odyssey, and the dystopian novel by George Orwell, 1984. A, the spots on dominoes or on many dice. B, the six tones broadcast by many BBC radio stations to mark the start of the hour. And C, the backup group heard on I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Is that the Keys?
Nope.
Let me work backwards here. Who would be singing that song? Are they called Pips?
Yep. Yes.
Pips. I forgot that that was a thing on a domino.
Yes, Pips is correct. BBC radio tones, which WAMC listeners will recognize at the noon hour, are called The Pips, and Gladys Knight and The Pips.
And The Pips, Gladys Knight.
For I Heard It Through the Grapevine. A, the restaurant in Midtown Manhattan, credited with introducing the practice of changing the menu at regular intervals during the year. B, the quartet of violin concertos by Antonio Vivaldi. And C, the vocal group led by Frankie Valli, whose story provided the basis for the musical Jersey Boys.
I believe that's Four Seasons.
That's correct. They are all the Four Seasons. A, the 1991 album by A Tribe Called Quest. B, the 2014 film for which Eddie Redmayne won the Academy Award for Best Actor. And C, the TBS sitcom starring Jim Parsons as a physicist.
They all have to do with a Big Bang Theory?
Be a little less specific.
They all have theories.
Yes, they're all about theories. That's correct. The album by A Tribe Called Quest is called The Low End Theory. The film is The Theory of Everything, and the sitcom is The Big Bang Theory. And finally, A, the actress who narrated the NBC television special Peter Pan Live. B, the golf club officially designated the One Wood, often used for tee shots. And C, Morgan Freeman vis-a-vis Jessica Tandy in a 1989 film.
And D, Kylo Ren, drivers.
Yes, they're all drivers. Yes, Minnie Driver was the actress who narrated Peter Pan Live, the driver of the golf club, and Morgan Freeman from Driving Miss Daisy. How many of a kind are you? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase triple bond. That's TRIPLEBOND. Change one letter to a K, and you can spell the five-letter name of a game and a five-letter term used in that game. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I will get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you in 7 days.